During the Synod of Bishops for the Bible, it was recommended that perhaps we should have a year of homiletics. No doubt when we think of a year of homiletics, we think of supplying priests with sermon outlines, and we think about the content that should go into a homily. We also think about the process that should go into a homily. Well, there is another angle to the homily, and I believe that angle is shown to us by St. Charles Borromeo in one of his sermons that he gave after attending the last Synod of Bishops that he was to attend. Let's listen to him and see what this angle is. If teaching and preaching is your job, then study diligently and apply yourself to whatever is necessary for doing the job well. Be sure that you first preach by the way you live. If you do not, people will notice that you say one thing but live otherwise, and your words will bring out only cynical laughter and a derivative shake of the head. And so what we are being told here, counseled, is that yes, it's one thing to know your material, to study diligently, and to apply yourself, namely to try to make your message come along clear and loud, but that the best message of all is our example and the way we live our life. And that no matter how well we know the material, no matter how well we present it, the most important thing is the way we live our life and the example we present to people, not so much the words. Borromeo then goes on, are you in charge of a parish? If so, do not neglect the parish of your own soul. Do not give yourself to others so completely that you have nothing left to yourself. You have to be mindful of your people without becoming forgetful of yourself. Years ago, I remember one of our teachers saying that we are always serving others, so much to the point that we forget to serve ourselves. And it is no sin to serve yourself. In fact, our Lord says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And one of our psychology professors would say, note, you start out with loving yourself in order to love one's neighbor. Borromeo goes on, my brothers, you must realize that for us, churchmen, nothing is more necessary than meditation. We must meditate before, during, and after everything we do. The prophet says, I will pray, and then I will understand. When you administer the sacraments, meditate on what you are doing. When you celebrate Mass, reflect on the sacrifice you are offering. When you pray the office, think about the words you are saying and the Lord to whom you are speaking. When you take care of your people, meditate on the Lord's blood that has washed them clean. In this way, all that you do becomes a work of love. This is the way we can easily overcome the countless difficulties we have to face day after day, which, after all, are part of our work. In meditation, we find the strength to bring Christ to birth in ourselves and in other ways. Here we have a very sage counsel coming from St. Charles Borromeo. The counsel is this, that meditation is so core to the way we preach, it's so core to the way we minister to our people. And that the more reflective we are, which is what meditation makes of us, the better we enter into the sacraments we are administering, and the more meaningful they become. And just what they do is, what meditation does is to take the work out of work and make it more of a joy. When we know what we're doing, and there's meaning there, that meaningfulness is what gives life to what we do. Years ago, there was a doctor who was in the camps of Dachau. His name was Viktor Frankl. He noted that people who should be living were dying in those camps, and those who were dying, or should have died, were living. And what he learned was that those who lived, who should have died, were putting meaning into their life. Meaningfulness is life. And the more we can put that into our ministry, the more lively it becomes, and the more joyful it becomes. And so, from St. Charles Borromeo, who reformed the clergy during his time, we get a very wonderful insight into our present contemporary age of ministry. We are always on the go. Any priest administering to more than one or two parishes is always on the move. And here, Charles Borromeo would say, hey, slow down for a minute. Think of yourself first. And when he says that, it's not a selfish thing. Rather, what he's saying is, take time out to meditate before, during, and after what you're doing. Be reflective. Be a reflective people. And if you are, others will see that in you, and what you say will have weight. Amen.